This is the alternative media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth. The puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the alternative media.
Welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, April 2nd, 2022. We're in hour one of the broadcast. Plenty of news and information to cover. I've got some Mark Dice, Tucker Carlson, some Yuval Noah Harari, I want to play if you've never heard of that one. And I've got some clips from, wait for it, the World Government Summit that just took place in Dubai. You can go to their website, theworldgovernmentsummit.org. And I was reading over this yesterday, looking over the website, and I'm going to be covering that more in detail coming up here shortly. But, I mean, it's just like everything we've talked about for years. You know, I started in 2008 on the radio. I joined RBN in 2012. Even Statmiller, Don Statmiller, told me I was one of the old timers. I've been here now 10 years, actually 10 years and a month. And I started in March of 08 on some local radio and became a 9/11 truther on 9/12/2001, but really, as I've said on this broadcast many times, got into looking into everything right after April 19th, 1993. Waco was my wake-up call. And so now to, you know, they used to try to keep even the Bilderberg meetings hidden and secret, and then Drudge started carrying the story. I mean, of course, you know, others were covered. Alternative media was covering it for sure, but not mainstream media for sure. I am still, I'm over my cold, but I've just got a cough and, sniffles. It's always like, I haven't had a cold in years. This has been the mother of all colds for me. I've done everything too, but anyway, apologize for the voice a little bit, and I'm going to have to hit mute every once in a while and cough, it would appear, but anyway. So back to, while we're doing the broadcast, if you want to look, mosey around the website, worldgovernmentsummit.org, I'm going to be playing some clips coming up. It's not going to floor this audience. It's everything we've talked about, digital currency, one world government. They're just not hiding it anymore, and guess what? It's all coming together. I think their entire, you know, COVID plan, their entire situation with the Ukraine, the entire shortages that they're manufacturing is all being designed deliberately to take us where they want us to go. I guess this is nationwide, but I've seen my first We Support Ukraine billboard, and I was talking to another gentleman that travels toward Charlotte. He said there were several down there. So, I mean, it's straight out of they live, is it not, what we're living in? But with in mind with the World Government Summit having taken place, I wanted to make a quick mention. Jordan Maxwell passed away, and I believe it was March 23rd. Now, I was listening to a rebroadcast, so I don't know what night this was, where Jeff Rentz was discussing this, but apparently Jeff Rentz moved Jordan Maxwell to his house. Apparently Jordan Maxwell, according to Jeff Rentz, was destitute and in really bad health and had got himself into a bad situation and ended up at Jeff Rentz's, and Jeff Rentz helped him get into a place for elderly people, a living center, and he passed away on March 23rd. I just wanted to make a quick mention. You know, one of the first things I ran across in the 1990s when I woke up to Waco and I started going to gun shows, and I've talked about this before, but I got the VHS tape. I still have it, actually. Millennium 2000, and it was kind of had a setting like they were on the moon, and it was Jordan Maxwell's first time I'd ever heard or seen Jordan Maxwell. I've got a lot of various DVDs of him since then that I used to buy just collections on eBay. It'd be like 20 conspiracy DVDs for $5 or whatever. But also in that was Anthony J. Hilder. Many of you old-time factualists will certainly remember Anthony J. Hilder. Those two could probably be considered the godfather of conspiracy research. I interviewed Anthony J. Hilder a couple of times and actually interviewed him. He was at Bohemian Grove protesting during the event, and I interviewed him from Bohemian Grove. Of course, he was outside, but this, I don't know what year this would have been. It was probably something like 2010, 2011. But anyway, I wanted to make mention that Jordan Maxwell, although I think probably all of us agreed with some of his perspectives and disagreed with others, be that as it may, he done a lot of work. I mean, the volume of his work was incredible. And Anthony J. Hilder's passed away as well. I had reached out to try to interview him several years ago and talked to his sister, and she had told me that he was in declining health and he passed away sometime thereafter. If you're looking for something, I don't know if that would be on YouTube these days or not, but Anthony J. Hilder and Jordan Maxwell in Millennium 2000. Now, I have not had time to watch this, but I'm going to give it an honorable mention anyway, because apparently a lot of people say this is great. There's a documentary, Best Great Reset and Pandemic Hoax documentary, to show to normies, and the name of it is The Power Brokers. It is on the dailystormer.name right now if you want to check that out. So I wanted to give that a quick honorable mention. And while I'm doing honorable mention, I was listening Sunday to Stephen Allen, and then they'd done a segment where they'd got talking about the moon hoax. Whether or not we went to the moon, I always enjoy that conversation, even though I know it's, you know, it's almost like the conspiracy theory that makes you look or feel or sound like a conspiracy nut, so to speak. But I certainly have doubt, so we went to the moon. But anyway, I just wanted to say they made several good points. But if you one of the things, if you look at when they left the moon, when the lunar lander left the moon, and it just looks like a bunch of sparks fly and there's nothing, it just levitates away. That was one of the ones, and that one wasn't mentioned, so I thought I would throw that. The moon footage of the liftoff from the moon, I think that was Apollo 11, but anyway, it is on YouTube. You can look into that, and it's almost humorous. I mean, the Jetsons looks more legitimate than that, you know, especially looking back into it in retrospect. But one more thing on Jordan Maxwell. I said he was the godfather of conspiracy research. You know, he is up there in the realm of Eustace Mullins, Phil Snyder, Tex Mars, and many others of the old-timers that really, you know, laid George Lincoln Rockwell, you could say, those that really laid the groundwork of exposing a lot of truths that people were not familiar with. So all that said, now we are ready to begin. Now, I am on the worldgovernmentsummit.org website, and I'm just going to read just a tiny little segment here of what it says on the front. The World Government Summit 2022 will be held exceptionally in tandem with the closing of the Expo 2020 Dubai, the largest event of its kind that brings the world together under the theme Shaping Future Governments. The summit will bring thought leaders, global experts, and decision makers from around the globe to share and contribute to the development of tools, policies, and models that are essential in shaping future governments. So this took place at Dubai, the United Arab Emirates March 29th and 30th. So it just concluded. There's a lot of information there. If you have time and want to look that over, I thought it was really interesting. So I'm going to play just a short clip. This is just a couple of people that spoke there, just to give you a little bit of a flavor of what went on. So Sam, let's play audio 4, please.
You not yet know the full extent and the systemic and structural changes which will happen. However, we do know that global energy systems, food systems, and supply chains will be deeply affected.
What underpins a world order is always the financial system. I was very privileged. My father was an advisor to Nixon when they came off the gold standard in 71. And so I was brought up with a kind of inside view of how very important the financial structure is to absolutely everything else. And what we're seeing in the world today, I think, is we are on the brink of a dramatic change where we are about to, and I'll say this boldly, we're about to abandon the traditional system of money and accounting and introduce a new one. And the new one, the new accounting, is what we call blockchain. It means digital. It means having a almost perfect record of every single transaction that happens in the economy, which will give us far greater clarity over what's going on. It also raises huge dangers in terms of the balance of power between states and citizens. In my opinion, we're going to need a digital constitution of human rights if we're going to have digital money. But also, this new money will be sovereign in nature. Most people think that digital money is crypto and private, but what I see are superpowers introducing digital currency. The Chinese were the first. The U.S. is on the brink, I think, of moving in the same direction. The Europeans have committed to that as well. And the question is, will that new system of digital money and digital accounting accommodate the competing needs of the citizens of all these locations so that every human being has a chance to have a better life? Because that's the only measure of whether a world order really serves.
And the title of this session, Are We Ready for a New World Order?
Oh, but you hear them.
All right, there you go.
You hear
them. We can just cut that there. So there you heard it. Of course, the beginning was Charles Schwab. So digital constitution. So all of this that we've talked about for years, and I just had a gentleman I spoke to this past week, and he said, you know, back when you were on a radio station in a neighboring county, he said, I thought you were the craziest person I had ever heard. And he said, now all of these things that you've talked about are openly talked about as far as moving us to a cashless society. So it's not that those of us that are RBN listeners or hosts are so much more intelligent than the rest of the world. It's the fact that we cared enough to look into it, and it's actually pretty easy to predict if you just open up your mind and see the direction things are going and ask yourself why. So, yeah, all of this is coming to fruition rapidly, and I think we're just a few false flag events. You know, the United States government is sending stuff to Ukraine right now in preparation of a chemical attack. So, you know, I mean, there's so much. The information was coming out about how the Ukrainian soldiers, there was videos. It's all been taken down. I watched a bunch of them before they were taken down. But where the Ukrainian soldiers were torturing the Russian soldiers and shooting them in the leg. And then lo and behold, the staged slap at the Oscars happened, which I believe, you know, it was totally staged. I'm not going to spend any time on that, but I will say, one, Chris Rock leaned into it. Two, Chris Rock didn't try to block it. Three, Chris Rock didn't attempt to block possibly a second blow. And then Will Smith just blatantly turned his back directly on someone that he just supposedly slapped the hell out of their face. You would never do that because you wouldn't know if you were going to be getting the hook tackled or what was going to happen. And so I think all of this played into changing the narrative. And of course, more of these ignorant dumbass sheep people will watch the Oscars next time, and the rest of these do nothing shows. So anyway, enough about that. That's a waste of time to discuss. But I think it played a role in changing the narrative of the news cycle conveniently at a certain time. President Joe Biden deputies have announced they will lift Title 42 barrier at the southern border on May 23rd, allowing a vast wave of wage-cutting, rent-spiking migrants into America's jobs and housing markets. This is Breitbart. We are increasing our capacity to process the new arrivals, evaluate asylum requests, said a statement from Alejandro Mayorkas, who heads Biden's Department of Homeland Security and is trying to build an extra immigration system that operates alongside annual limits set by Congress. The limits set by Congress. The formal announcement implies that the president will not block the border opening plan by his deputies. Well, of course not. When you're a geriatric sellout traitor puppet and your agenda is to destroy the country, then, you know, you go with it. Without the Title 42 rules, Mayorkas and his allies insist they're required to let anyone at the border appeal for asylum. The process has been overloaded, ensuring that all people who apply for asylum can legally work and live in the United States for several years. Their plan is to move people into the country faster, Senator James Lankford said on March 30th. That's their whole plan. Yeah, that's their plan. And Senator James Lankford, Republican from Oklahoma, you're going to pay it a bunch of useless lip service, and then you're not going to do a damn thing about it. By the way, there's 1.5 million person backlog for dealing with asylum claims. Oh, just 1.5 million. Yay. This means that when you're allowed into the country to await an immigration judge looking at your case, there will be anywhere from 4 to 6 years. Unbelievable. The Biden-Harris administration is committed to stay true to our values, said a statement from Mayorkas, who insists the United States is a nation of immigrants. Leaks to the establishment media outlet says 500,000 migrants may move to the border each month after Mayorkas opens the door. So, yeah, you have that to look forward to. I was reading an article this week that said that more illegal aliens had come into the country during Joe Biden's presidency than under any other full term of a presidency, any four-year period. So, like I've said before, I really do feel like, you know, doing this broadcast, I'm just kind of chronicalizing the rapid demise of a country slated for destruction, that all the players are in place to do it, and they're doing it. And a large majority of Americans don't care, and another large majority are just standing on the sidelines, dumbfounded, really unable to connect the dots of how dire the situation is. The world is facing a potential food crisis. Did you see where Putin and the ruble has completely rebounded from the sanctions? I don't know if you knew that, but Putin said this week that the West is going to see a gigantic influx of migrants due to its sanctions and the policies that it's implemented, creating food shortages. The world is facing a potential food crisis with soaring prices and millions in danger of severe hunger as the war in Ukraine threatens supplies of key staple crops, the UN Food and Agriculture Organization has warned. So the UN is telling us it's going to happen. The prospect that the Black Sea grain trade will be permanently affected or the entire region may not be cultivated is fueling speculation, given that the Russian and Ukrainian planes account for 7% of the world production but 24% of grain exports. It's a two-pronged problem. Ukraine may not be able to gather in the harvest, and Russia is under sanctions, UN Secretary Antonio Guterres said on Monday. All right, we'll wrap that one up on the other side of the break. You're listening to the Alternative Media Affair. I'm back in a moment.
folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Studio saying, give me liberty or let's give you death. And a little Ozzy Osbourne there. You know, Ozzy Osbourne had a guitar player named Jakey Lee, who I thought was perhaps the greatest guitar player ever in the history of the world. I named my second son. His middle name is Jake, after Jakey Lee. Back to the, this is a AfricanNews.com story where I'm talking about what the United Nations has said about the food supply. Food, fuel, and fertilizer prices are skyrocketing. Supply chains are being disrupted, and the cost and delays of transportation of imported goods, when available, are at record levels. And all of this is hitting the poorest the hardest and planting the seed for political instability and unrest around the globe, Antonio Guterres, UN Secretary General, said. And this is why I'm reading this article at this end. And that unrest is already happening in Sudan. Thousands protested in the capital and several other cities against a rapid deteriorating in living conditions, including a sharp rise in the price of bread. On Sunday, the main food staple for most Sudanese rose by more than 40%. So that's why I wanted to read this story from AfricanNews.com, because this is all being done by design to create the migrant influx, to create riots, to bring about problem, reaction, solution, so that they can move us, according to the World Government Summit. And I don't know if it's going to happen, you know, in the short term or the long term, but it's definitely the plan to move us to a digital currency. And as we've just seen, where they won't let Russians compete in various sporting events or what have you, unless they denounce Putin, they're debanking Russians and throwing them off, you know, censoring them in various ways, because they don't go along with the United States and the West narrative and our supposed values, which it leaves quite a lot to be desired these days, trust me. So, you know, as all of us know, once they can move to this complete control grid system, if you step out of line, just like the Chinese system now, you're not going to be able to buy or sell, just like the Bible says. So all of this is coming to fruition quite rapidly, and COVID was a gigantic stepping stone into making this happen, because it got people used to the terms of passports and being confined and being eliminated and limited in various ways from their work or their travel, or, you know, where they could go, where they could, businesses being shut down, on and on and on. So it was just a total win-win for the government in conditioning the people, creating the economic disaster that they obviously desired. So we're just marching through, reacting to what this tyrannical, unhinged, sellout traitor, rogue government is doing to them. And then, of course, the clot shot and the effects that that's having on people. I mean, it's really hard to believe. You know, I was raised the John Wayne era, you know, Americans tough, Texans tough, blah, 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 blah. And to see how well the American people have been socially engineered and accepting of just straight up mask off, in your face tyranny. But, yeah, you know, here we are. Where are we at? President Joe Biden said that transgender people are made in the image of God in an announcement Thursday on Transgender Day of Visibility. They just keep creating more of these days and holidays and celebrations, don't they? To everyone celebrating Transgender Day of Visibility, I want you to know that your president sees you. Jill, Kamala, Doug, our entire administration sees you. They're not invisible. You are made in the image of God and deserving of dignity, respect, and support, Biden said in a video statement. You know, I did see, and I wanted to play it, but really wasn't radio friendly. But they've got an advertisement for the Air Force, and it's the highest ranking transgender person. Of course, it's a guy that identifies as a female, and they're kind of interviewing him about being transgender in the military. You would think it was a spoof off of Babylon Bee or something like that. You wouldn't even think that it was real to see it, but it is. It's totally real, and you know, it's just practically. I would not have thought that I would grow up and this country could be this messed up. Would you? I just wouldn't. You know, it was where I live in this neck of the woods in North Carolina. It was a very happy place, great childhood, and my heart really goes out. You know, I've got a young, I've got an infant grandson, and to just see what this world is descending into for for the youth of this world is quite saddening. All right, coming up on a break. Back in a moment.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We're back on the alternative media fair and in the studio saying I am a conspiracy factionalist and everyone else is a reality theorist. And how about this? It's Reuters ran this story this past week. And how about all this stuff that I'm covering? None of it in mainstream media this week. None. Reuters, individuals who display the letter Z in Germany that symbolizes support for Russia's war in Ukraine could be liable to prosecution, an Interior Ministry spokesperson said on Monday. Boy, the Germans are just on their knees, are they not? The Interior Minister for the state of Berlin said earlier that city authorities would jump on cases of the Z symbol being used to endorse Russia's aggression. following announcements by Bavaria and Lower Saxony that they too would punish such acts. The Russian war of aggression on the Ukraine is a criminal act. And whoever publicly approves of this war of aggression can also make himself liable to prosecution. The federal security authorities have an eye on this. And in this respect, we welcome the announcement that several federal states will also examine in individual cases whether this could be a criminal act and take action accordingly. So the state dictates what your mind is supposed to think and what you are able to stand for, support. You are a complete slave to whatever the government's narrative is. Sorry, guys, had hit the mute there for a second. But, yeah, I thought, you know, man, that's sad. I'm not surprised at all, but I wanted to get that in. President Biden's administration has released a series of documents encouraging gender reassignment surgery and hormone treatments for minors. I've got to do a little look-see here through my papers because I've got a story I want to follow this one. Here we go. Not quite as organized as I like to be, but here we go. The Department of Health and Human Services Office of Population Affairs, wow, it's a mouthful, released a document Thursday titled Gender Affirming Care and Young People. Remember, it was Visibility Day. The same day, the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration's National Child Traumatic Stress Network, another mouthful, a subset of HHS, released a parallel document titled Gender Affirming Care is Trauma-Informed Care. The HHS document describes what it calls appropriate treatments for transgender adolescents, including top surgery to create male-typical chest shape or enhanced breast, the bottom surgery, surgery on genitals or reproductive organs, facial feminization, and other procedures. I'm just reading straight from this. Fox News ran this story. Medical and psychological gender-affirming healthcare practices have been demonstrated to yield lower rates of adverse mental health outcomes, build self-esteem, and improve overall quality of life for transgender and gender diverse youth, the OPA release said. So I just wanted to get that in. The Biden administration, this government, is all in promoting this agenda, obviously. You know, obviously, and of course, and around the world. But what happens when this is in mainstream media, in the movies and TV shows, and talked about constantly, like what we have witnessed now for several years, and legislation is passed, and all this discussion about the battle, you get more of it, which they know this. LifeSite News ran a story this past week. An Austin, Texas teacher said that of the 32 fourth grade students in her class, 20 have come out to her as LGBTQIA. I guess I'm not sure what the A is these days. According to a leaked internal school message, the claim reportedly came from a teacher at an Austin independent school, Blackshear Elementary School, according to the Daily Caller, which originally obtained the message. The teacher's revelation came as part of a complaint that Blackshear Elementary School principal Rick Garner referred to the morning's Pride Parade, an ISD-wide celebration of LGBTQ sexuality and gender, as a wellness walk. So let me get this straight. In elementary schools, they have a morning pride parade? For real? I'm not aware of this. I feel that it is inappropriate to call our parade this morning a wellness walk at all. While I understand the wellness walk is something that was previously in motion to promote health and fitness and is coming and is something we want to continue, it really takes away from the experience of celebrating pride to couple the two, wrote the teacher. The first pride was a riot, wrote the teacher. apparently referring to the Stonewall riots that inspired the first gay pride parades. It's not enough just to welcome, love, and celebrate. Queer Fox, your allyship should always lead you to activism, speaking up and fighting for what is right, even when it feels uncomfortable. The teacher. Wow. She went on to write that out of the 32 students that I teach, 20 of them were LGBTQIA+. That's got a plus sign on it. I guess it's never going to end. And have come out to me. I feel we need to do better for them to affirm our students. I think it would be only appropriate and right to publicly announce what we had this morning was a pride parade. So, yeah, there you have it. Apparently in Austin, Texas, at the Blackshear Elementary School, they have a morning pride parade because the majority of the class now, by far, thinks that they are the opposite sex. So all of this having been done by the government getting involved in something that should have just left alone. And it's all intentional. It's by design. It's the destruction of the family. It's destruction of normalcy. It's the promotion of degeneracy. It's a nation supposed to be absent of any vestige of morality. And then just look around you at the results of decades of this social engineering. They threw the Ten Commandments out of the schools. They've removed all barriers to anything like the promotion of really health, decency, morality. I mean, I sound like a broken record, but it's the truth, and we're reaping the benefits. And you know, one of the things, and I know I've harped on this before, but the church that just dots the landscape everywhere, especially, you know, in my area. And they have just stood silent on the sidelines, wrapping themselves in, you know, they can't get involved in politics, and just watch the country descend into a cesspool, you know. Breitbart, Finnish member of parliament, Pavi Rossinen, was acquitted by a Helsinki court of incitement against a group of people over prior statements regarding homosexuality that included posting verses from the Bible on social media. Yeah. The District Court of Helsinki acquitted Rossinen, a former Finnish interior minister, of all charges brought against her by prosecutors who alleged that she had incited hatred in statements made in 2004, 2018, 2019 by posting verses from the Bible. On Wednesday, according to a report from the Catholic news agency, the District Court of Helsinki threw out the charges in a 28-page ruling that determined that the politician's statement fell within the realm of free speech. And it's not up to the court to interpret biblical concepts. And I just put that in there because that is going to be, you're going to see a lot more of that coming in the future. Absolutely. No doubt. I wanted to share this. It's pretty short. Yeah, pretty short. As a result of Western sanctions, Russia will see largest gas profits in its history this year. This is Paul. Oh, no. This is not. What? Where did it go? Well, I don't know. I guess I don't even have it. I thought I had some Paul Craig Roberts here. Well, anyway, I'll do this for us. The United States has sanctioned itself and its allies in a moral panic. Maybe this is... No, it's not Paul Craig Roberts. Russia will have record revenues from natural gas sales this year due to high prices in the spot markets. Janis Klug, a Eurasia-focused researcher at the German Science and Political Foundations, told NTV.de news outlet, almost half of Russia's budget is based on transactions with oil and gas. The state earns enormously from the production of taxes and export duties it receives. The income in rubles, and the amount is determined by two factors. Firstly, by energy prices and the world market, and secondly, by the exchange rate of the ruble. According to him, revenue from gas will soar this year as many Russian gas contracts are adjusting to the rising spot prices. So I'm not going to harp on it for too long, but if you really look into it, it's looking like all of this, for the most part, is turning out rather well for Russia. I mean, India and China and these other countries are not caring 2 cents about what the good old United States has to say. And it's actually the American people that are the ones suffering under the sanctions implemented by our very own government. And it looks like it's only going to get worse. Amid Western sanctions, Russia might stop selling and buying food from unfriendly countries, former Russian President Dmitry Medvedev has revealed. Medvedev, who is currently the deputy chair of the country's Security Council, published a list of suggestions related to Russia's food security and exports on Telegram. The post notes that Russia is a major grain producer on par with India and China. When it comes to wheat, the country has the largest has been the largest exporter in recent years. He also pointed out that agro-industrial exports reached over $37 billion last year. Medvedev had unveiled plans to sell food and crops only to our friends in rubles and their respective national currencies. According to him, Russia has a lot of friends outside of Europe and North America. So we're really, you know, we're really seeing the United States through its hubris. That, and this time on the world stage, the way we're treating the Russians and the sanctions and other countries have to be like, well, you know, if you step out of line with the United States, they'll do that to, if they'll do it to Russia, they'll certainly do it to us. And again, you know, they've got their teetering puppet in place to do all these things that is being done in America. Did you happen to see Biden go get, I guess it was his second booster. I guess it was his fourth shot. I don't know. And he said, I don't know why I'm doing this on stage. And so he got his, like a good little super cuck. He got his booster during an interview, which, you know, he asked, he answers practically no question. It's really just incredible. Did you know California is actually going ahead with this? Los Angeles Guaranteed Income Program will pay 1,000 people $1,000 a month for 3 years. This is MarketWatch.com. The city of Los Angeles is starting a program that gives some residents $1,000 a month of guaranteed income for 3 years. The initiative started by LA County is called Breathe. These names they come up with. LA County's guaranteed income program, and the application window is now open. So these things that we've talked about of, you know, guaranteed income programs, just gigantic steps toward socialism. I mean, you're seeing now because of what they did with COVID and sending out all these checks to people and paying them more unemployment than they were making. You can't get, nobody wants to have jobs. I mean, it's like all of these, I don't see how are they still being, how are these people sustaining them? All of these fast food restaurants, even in this area, have like $500 sign-in bonus. Some of the factories, if you get someone, if you bring someone that will, that they accept, that goes through the training process or the trial period or whatever, it's like if they stay for 90 days, they'll pay you $1,000. How about that? They'll pay you $1,000 if you bring a worker that will just come to work. I mean, what does that say about where we're at? But, you know, it's, I think all of this is coming to fruition just as they planned. You know, sometimes things happen that are out that maybe they don't plan for, but the, the notion, I was talking to a gentleman this past week too, and I guess that QAnon BS is still going on because he was trying to tell me that there's a whole lot of stuff going on behind the scenes, and you know, President Trump's coming back in 2024, and you know, I just can't buy on to that. You know, I'm sorry. I thought that QAnon stuff was ridiculous. I was surprised so many people went along with it. You never heard me report on any of it. But I guess it's still going on, and there's a large segment of Trumpsters out there that think the generals are doing something. And you know, while everything just continues to go straight south, I mean, I guess there's people that are always looking for a remnant of hope. They need hope. I guess I don't dish out much hope on this broadcast. And I'm not saying that it's hopeless. I mean, I'm just not outright saying it's hopeless. All right, coming up on a break, you're listening to the Alternative Media Fair. Back in a moment.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the Republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the Republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be a bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
We're back on the Alternative Media Fair, and in the studio you know, in conjunction with all of this that we are seeing, open borders, the promotion of transgenderism, war, supply chain problems, I feel certain it's easily predictable that before we get to the November elections, there'll be the new dreaded variant released. You know, you can just, I think you can bank on that, right? And also, I've had several emails. Yeah, I'm planning on taking phone calls all next hour, 512-248-8252. I do have one clip I may play at the top of the hour. It's short, but 512-248-8252 if you can. If not, 1-800-313-9443. But coincidentally, or coinciding at the same time, is this endless prosecution of the January Sixers. It was back in the news this week. Breitbart, Kamala Harris, must be consequences for elected leaders involved in January 6th. Vice President Kamala Harris said Friday on MSNBC's The Readout that there must be consequences for anyone, including elected leaders, involved in the January 6, 2021 riot. Anchor Joy Reid said, "Let's talk about our democracy here because we're struggling with our democracy. As we all know, there was an insurrection, attempted coup. I don't think there is any other way to describe it that took place. And we get more information about what happened and who was behind it. We're finding out there were members of Congress who were complicit. There were United States senators. You are the president of the Senate as vice president. What do you think should be the consequences for people like Ted Cruz, Josh Hawley, who are now being named as we learn more about those who were actually putting together the plan?" You know, the ability of the Democrats to take a situation. Now, they didn't do anything about, you know, the cities burning down. That was mostly peaceful riots. That was all fine. I mean, the hypocrisy is incredible. But then to take this situation with January 6th, and, you know, I've covered it months ago, other people's covered it. How many people has been arrested? Looking at some are looking at lengthy prison sentences if they make it to their day in court. I mean, it is surreal what we're seeing happening in this country and the ability of the media and the government, the Democrat Party, with regards to January 6th. Of course, we saw it with COVID and a whole bunch of other stuff. Coming up on the top of the hour, you're listening to the Alternative Media Fair. Back in a moment.
Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated.
Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit RepublicBroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.